Hey, it looks like I'm going to be joined by a guest shortly. And she has a lot to say, as is her wont. She claims otherwise, but don't believe it. But anyway, Saturday night in Catskill. You live in Catskill, miss?
I do.
I expect you there.
Where?
You don't even know about it?
What? Where?
Hilo.
I love them.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
well, prove it,
great.
Saturday night.
All right.
Because it's a radio spectacular extravaganza.
Well, here's the deal. My dad is in a band. And
really?
He's performing also Saturday night.
Where?
At Hager's in Athens.
Oh, well, this begins at 7. I bet you his band doesn't go on until 9.
I bet it goes on.
You could do both. Athens is not that far.
Right.
By the way, you're listening to Sheena Salvino.
Hey.
The queen of HDC and HDCPA.
CDPA, but yes.
What did I say? HDC?
Yeah.
It's HCDPA.
Mm-hmm.
Who has something she wants to share with us. But before we get there, I have to make sure she shows up at Hilo. And at 7 p.m. this Saturday night at Hilo, for all that incredible, I'm going to be performing in a play.
What?
Okay. Yeah, I know.
That's rad. All right.
Well, there you go.
it a one-man play?
No, unfortunately. I mean... No, it's not a one-man play. There's about 8 or so of us.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's going to be...
Is there music ensemble accompanying your
there
acting?
There's some music.
Okay.
Music will be heard.
All right.
Sheena's here to tell us about progress on the...
Progress.
Well, I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean that it represents progress. I mean that there's... That it's something that's being moved forward.
Things are moving forward, ever forward here.
On the DRI, for those of you who don't know, that stands for Downtown Revitalization Initiative. Through the glory of the state, we have been doled out, and I use the word dole very consciously, $10 million towards the revitalization of a part of the city of Hudson. And this $10 million is intended to solve all the problems that have ever occurred.
No, the exact opposite.
Sorry.
Jeez Louise.
I got carried away.
Okay.
Jeez Louise. I thought I was the only one who says that. Now, what does it solve?
It doesn't solve anything.
Good answer.
There's no solving things. This isn't meant to solve anything.
Right.
It never was. We didn't put the application together. We didn't attempt to get this funding to solve anything. We have some challenges we'd like to attempt to address in Hudson.
So if it doesn't solve anything, does it actually create problems? Sorry.
Depends on who you ask.
Couldn't resist.
Depends.
No, I'll stop. I'll approach this seriously from here on in.
Okay.
Let me change my persona. Hello, Sheena. So DRI, you want to let people, there's more to the process and you want them to participate in that process.
Please, if they would, if this is something that you're interested in, if it's something that you want to have a say in, if this is something that you'd like to contribute to, now is the time to do it if you haven't been able to through the last several months of the planning process.
Applications are over, right?
Yep, applications.
So there's no
finalized.
New projects.
No, there's projects coming in and out of the scene, which may have wanted to pull out, but now may want to come back in. So it's really ever evolving.
Really?
It's, you know, some things weren't really ready to be, you know, pursued or funded through the Downtown Revitalization Grant Program. And so they maybe went back to the drawing board and rejudged their proposal.
Rejudged.
It's technical. It's high.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's really upper level stuff here.
Did you learn that in graduate school?
I did. It was part of it. There was a lot
okay,
of...
cool.
I think we read a book called The Science of Bumbling Through.
Well,
<there you go. laughs> And that's sort of applicable to what's happening right now. And because there's no perfect process we can... point to say
right.
This is exactly what we should do because
right.
This is new. This is a new grant program. It's difficult. So it's
so
a challenge for
you're
us.
You're seeking opinions about the existing projects and what
yes.
people favor, right?
So you
how
can,
do you do it?
You can easily go to www.hudsondri.org, which is the website that houses all of the DRI information.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch videos. Thank you, Udells. About the meetings, you can read, open up all of the PowerPoints and look at all of the presentation materials.
Speaking of the Udells and their videos, have you been watching Common Council meetings on their videos?
Oh, Yeah, all the time. I watch them on repeat if I can.
Because, yeah. You know, I'm now the president.
I know.
Just in case you didn't know.
I can't wait to go to my next meeting.
And I have to say, I lead quite the meeting.
I have no doubt. I did see that there was like a polar bear at the last meeting.
Oh, yes. I authorized that because that was the informal meeting.
Right.
For if there's any, you know.
Yep.
He was told specifically not to wear that to the formal meeting.
Okay, good. We have to keep because a level of decorum.
We have rules, yes. Sorry, I didn't mean to promote myself, but I did.
I mean, self-promotion's okay. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. So at this point, we're collecting feedback again.
How about if someone calls in right now? Would you write it down, what they say?
I don't have a piece of paper, but well, I'm sure we could. Yeah, if someone
so
wants to call in
call
right
in
now.
At 518-697-7400. And guess what? You could also give us some money. That's a good idea. If you want to give your opinion about the DRI right now, you can do it for $25. Whereas online, like, you could do it for free.
We're really being efficient here. Fundraising, yeah, opinions.
Right. I know. We got a lot.
I know.
We have a lot on our plate here, just like you do down at your office.
Few people doing so much work. I get it.
Or it's all like to say, it's a play with many characters, but few actors.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't like that.
No, I get it. That's pretty.
In fact, some people are confused about you.
Yeah, all the time.
Because you have wear many hats.
Many hats. Yeah, no, it is confusing. I was confused when I first got here. I didn't know.
Oh, you mean you're not still?
I think I'm pretty clear now.
Okay,
I mean,
good.
Some days
good.
I'm like, what's happening here? Right. But most of the days I'm pretty clear about what's going on. In the beginning, though, it was a little, really?
I try to, when people, you know, have things to say about you, I always say, you got to understand, she has a lot of bosses.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the multiple hats you wear, you have to account for yourself to a lot of people in this city.
A lot of people, elected
and
people, appointed
because,
people, you know,
right?
Volunteer people.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a lot of different, and to try to satisfy that, I mean, it's insanely difficult. And you know, we all have to accept at some point we can't make all the people happy all the time.
But the good news is that when the DRI does prove to be a problem, everyone can blame you.
Yeah, they sure can. And I just love to get those complaints. It really adds a certain level of joy to my day that I can't possibly put into words. But and I don't mean to say that flippantly. No, I take everyone's point.
Sure. You have to. So there's this website.
www.hudsondri.org. And you can go on to that site. And you can get all the information.
And where do they give their opinion? There's a thing that says opinion?
There's a tab that says input.
Input. Mm-hmm. Ah, be careful. Not opinion. Input.
Just input. And then there's a link that says survey. And then it says again at the bottom, take the survey. And you can click on either of those phrases or words.
Cool.
And it'll bring you to a very, very short survey. Now, do I think this is the most, you know, dig deep survey in the world? Mm. No. But it gives a sense of, you know, what projects you individually are excited about. Which ones do you think will support the overall goal of this DRI? And you can read about the missions and the goals that each of the local planning committee members really kind of thought about and put a lot of time and energy into.
So every potential project has a link there or is there?
It's there. It's there in a spreadsheet that says materials. There's a spreadsheet.
You can click on it.
You can
who's
see
behind it, who's doing it, how much money they want, everything.
The whole gamut. Now, I should say that project list changes because it's an ever-evolving document. This is sort of living, breathing, and every day I get a new version of these things. So right now, there's the group of 10, a.k.a. the development committee. The Planning Development Committee met recently to go over the projects one by one, 3 hours of discussion. And just looking at the projects from, you know, can the sponsor do the project? Is it feasible? Does it have an impact on the community in a positive way insofar as it's supporting these goals that they've set forth? And so that was the sort of conversation about it. And then you add the financial feasibility that's been run by the consultant team to sort of say, you know, this is what they're asking for. This is what...
They actually work over the numbers to see if they're accurate?
Yes.
It plausible? I mean, not accurate.
And in some cases, you know, the asks are a little high. So if you're a private entity, for example, a typical New York State grant is an 80-20 match where you wouldn't be getting 40% of your cost. You'd be getting 20%. So if they're hovering, you know, around the 20% range, so you see, like, a lot of people asked for the sky, basically, and you're like, well, can't really do that, but... You know, a typical project might be an 80-20 or 75-25. those types of things when you're looking at the private projects.
Right.
The public projects will be fully funded. So, I mean, not all of them, but the public projects that we're hoping for, you know, we're really looking at a big chunk of infrastructure money, which I think we all agree is desperately needed in the waterfront to kind of create that.
So just to clarify, in the early stages of this, there was much hubbub made about the fact that they were not sort of encouraging fully funded public projects. That was revised, right? So just to let people know that it did evolve.
Absolutely. It's been evolving the whole time. You know, when we first were putting the application together, we were told that it wasn't an affordable housing project. You weren't supposed to build projects in that included affordable housing. They could be mixed use projects. So if you had a commercial or retail component and then had a housing component on top of it, great. That was definitely something they were interested in. But we weren't led to believe at any point during our application process that we should be including large affordable housing projects. And all of a sudden, you know, and we've seen that evolve. We've heard from the community. The mayor went so far, the previous mayor went so far as to create a housing task force around this because we didn't think we could address it in the DRI. But even, and now we learn, you know, then we learn through the process that yes, of course, why wouldn't you put housing as part of your, you know, DRI investment plan? So now you've seen other projects come out because of that.
And in the early days, it was suggested that nothing that,
this chair is really uncomfortable.
Well, you know, that's funny. Let me stop right there. You know, if you'd like our guests to have more comfortable chairs, it would help if you donated to WGXC 90.7 FM. And you can do that by calling right now, 518-697-7400. I would say, you know, a couple hundred bucks would go far towards a nice chair. These chairs aren't very comfortable. I probably have the only comfortable one because that's my nature. No, that's not true. When Ellen's here, Ellen gets preference for everything. But you can also go to WG. Oh, there. Oh, my God. If can you see that? She looks like. Sorry.
I can't see her.
She's hooded and carrying a ski pole.
Oh, my goodness. She was carrying one last DRI meeting. I'm like, Ellen, where are you going?
Oh, my God. I thought it was death. I thought we were being visited by the Grim
like
Reaper.
The
Grim Reaper herself.
With a ski pole.
With a ski pole. She's made it. Ellen
Darth
Thurston
Vader.
Is in the house, folks.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you get on the microphone before you tell us? Okay? Because I know you've only been in radio for like a day or two, but you still have to speak into the microphone. Oh, and what happened to your hair? Oh, my gosh.
It needs major fluffing.
Yes, okay.
Right now. I don't think this mic is
on. Oh,
it's on. Oh,
it's on. It's not on your headphones, so you probably don't realize you can't hear it. But you take your time there. I'm talking to Sheena. We're doing fine. I mean, we're managing barely without you, but we're
hardly.
Managing.
I heard you. You sounded great.
Oh, thank you. Wow. That's one of the first times you've ever told me that.
Wow.
In 6 years or so, it's like I've always waited for those words from Ellen.
Well, here they are.
Because usually it's like...
It's like a five-star day
I
for
know.
You.
It's like
your dreams are coming true.
It used to be my show. Now it's your show. Anyway, while Ellen gets prepared, what were we talking about? Oh, how it's changed. So in the early days, it sounded as if no project that needed 100% of funding would ever get funded because it was always about leveraging, you know...
Leverage. Yeah.
Is it because the people from Syntac are a bunch of idiots? Sorry, I don't know why I said it like that.
No.
Did they not understand?
No.
Who kind of made it clear that you can... How did that misinformation get out there at first? Or was it not misinformation? Or was it...
I don't know if it was misinformation or more that the, you know, sort of the process evolves. So in the beginning, like when we learned that Stantec was going to be our project manager, found out that we were also the only city that they would be managing because last year they had multiple cities and that proved to be very, very difficult. So the governor decided to just assign one city, one project manager. So that changed. So I think each iteration of this changes a little bit and evolves for each city. So that's sort of what our Department of State team has been kind of continually telling us. It's like, well, it's kind of your show. You decide how this sort of works itself out. And it's, you know, we have 20 LPC members and you have, you know,
LPC?
Local planning committee members who are the mayor selected to represent the city of Hudson as part of the vetting team.
The previous mayor
had selected for vetting each project.
I just want to stop you for a second and make it clear that the current Common Council has absolutely no say in anything at this point. I just want to make that clear for when people start getting angry.
That's true. although all members of the Common Council should apply to that survey and take
yes.
the survey.
Oh, absolutely. We'll apply. And moreover, you know, it occurs to me that there we will actually have a role because in some cases city land is involved.
You'll be administering about $5 million yeah. worth of projects. I mean, that's
Ooh.
Huge.
Ooh.
That's a huge amount of projects. I mean, there's...
Wow.
Yeah, we're very excited yeah. about it.
I'm now so, you got me excited.
I mean, we put in for parks this year. Like, our parks projects have needed so much love. And mm-hmm. Alderman Garriga, who has been, you know, and previous Alderman Abdus Mia had been really working hard on getting
the ADA
access to Promenade Hill. And this project...
Promenade or promenade?
You say a tomato.
I know.
I don't know. You know, that's a project that's been, you know, long-standing and we'll finally be able to kind of revamp the whole thing. Same thing
cool.
with, like, the, you know, streetscaping at the waterfront to make it safe for mm-hmm. pedestrians and bicyclists and know where to go and how to get there and getting, you know, dealing with the bridge. It's kind of funny that we have a bridge district with no bridge in it.
That bridge stands for something different than
it
a bridge.
It sure does.
Can you give us the full thing? Can you remember it?
I don't know. Yeah. Build, renew,
build,
yeah, invest.
One of those things.
another acronym.
Your hair, by the way.
My hair's all a mess, too? Oh, dear. I didn't look in the mirror before I started the show. Maybe because we're on the radio and it doesn't matter. But now you got me all self-conscious.
Right now.
Ellen is a big fan of radio magic, but she's also a truth teller.
Mm, good.
You think that's good? I think radio should be partly pretend. You know what I mean?
I mean, you can kind of create a whole world.
Exactly. That's what I always say. But Ellen's always like, fake news. Hi, Ellen.
When I was a kid, there was a program which was
Do you want to tell us how long
tales.
Ago that was?
No.
I didn't think so.
And it was called Let's Pretend.
Ah.
And there were all these character actors, and they say, Let's Pretenders, how should we travel today? And somebody would say, on the backs of roaring lions.
Oh.
So that was...
Those were the golden days of radio, Ellen.
Yes.
Was that in the 19th century?
Do you
century?
Remember this?
No.
This All is right. Ellen Burns. What no. are these Ellen Burns? Why?
Because she's late, and I run a tight ship here. Ellen runs a tight ship.
When something goes wrong, it's my show.
I totally understand.
Just like the DRI. When something goes wrong there, it's all Sheena.
It's, you know,
Sheena Salvino in care of Hudson Development Corps. But no, really, if you want to make a comment about the deer, Ellen has comments about the deer. I'm sure she's going to fill out the survey. That's really why Sheena's here today.
Good. And if you have other comments, like I said, the survey box for the comments is small. So if you have like comments about anything in the plan, you know, you can send them directly to the project manager, steve.kearney@stantech.com. Again, that's on the website, hudsondri.org. All of this information. And you can send, if you want to send hate mail or love mail to me, my email's there too. And,
ouch.
You know, it's there. I mean, we're working on this thing and I get it. People are happy, unhappy.
Ellen, you want to tell Sheena what you told me on the phone the other day?
What I told you on the phone?
About
Who?
The survey?
I don't even remember.
Oh.
Too much about the survey.
Fake
I think
news.
There. I think. I think there are three questions.
Five.
Oh, that's right. I was corrected this morning. It's five questions, which it's not an in-depth survey. Let's say
that's exactly
just,
what she said.
Just for starting.
I agree with that assessment.
Can you recite the five questions?
I think one of them is: Have you been to DRI meetings before?
That's a good one.
Yes or no? I mean,
that's good to know.
Yeah.
You know, some people hop in on these things late, and you have to like recreate the whole process for them to say, "Look, we've talked about that.
Right.
We've done that."
And you're going to get that as the council president over and over.
I'll get it, but I won't allow it.
Yes,
I won't allow it. Ellen knows. Ellen wanted to speak at the Common Council meeting the other night, and I just said no.
Sorry.
No, that's not quite true.
Well, it's sort of true.
Sort of true. That makes it half fake. Half fake news.
Anyway, go ahead. So question number two.
I don't know what the question number two is. But like, basically, one of them is, like, how would you describe the bridge area? Like, use a word to describe it. Pick any adjective. I mean.
All right. That's where the DIR. That's what I should have put in my survey. That's its biggest, well, not its biggest problem. Its first problem. Wow. They never should have named it the Bridge Project because everyone thinks it means the Ferry Street Bridge. A bridge is something that goes over water, usually. Mm-hmm. So
Ferry Street Bridge doesn't go over water.
I said usually.
Sorry.
I mean, you can bridge so many things, though. That was it wasn't the physical. It was more the.
Then there's some way to say that.
You're presuming everybody's as stupid as I am and would think a bridge means it involves a bridge.
Well,
there is a bridge. But
and bridges, as you say, go over water.
But why do you presume? I mean. I wouldn't
You wouldn't have presumed that.
Because there was a there's a period between each letter.
Well, that is the clue, of course.
All right, okay, what's your next criticism, Ellen? Is that it?
Yes, except
All right. That's the first one.
I can't say it on the radio.
Oh, wow.
Yikes.
Okay, we're trying to put a positive spin on this all today, okay?
You know
we
what we have?
People.
$10 million. That's who we have.
I know.
We're not going to solve all the problems. We just have to recognize
we've only got $10 million.
We got $10 million. We're going to do some good stuff with it.
I know.
We're not going to do all the stuff. Right. We're going to do some stuff.
Well, I guess my one problem that I think people will have with it is it's concentrating on a certain part of the city, and what about their part of the city?
Mm-hmm.
Why are they like
because, you know, Ellen wanted a zoo on her property. Remember?
I already have a zoo on my property.
No, you wanted to get money for fencing.
This morning, I do need fencing, that's for sure. I was thinking about that today, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe the correctional facility and the city of Hudson would erect a very large fence, except the red fox, the coyote, the opossums, the skunk would all find their way in anyway. Mm.
They sure would.
And the turkeys can already fly up to a 6-foot fence. Have you ever seen a turkey flying?
I have.
Very funny.
It's weird.
It could be in the silly circus.
Mm. Which airline? Sorry. So what do you think it should be like spread through the whole city? Is that what you're saying, the money?
No, I'm not. Oh. That's not what it's setting out to do.
Oh, okay.
Why?
So you're basically
are you wondering
criticizing?
Why?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's, you know, why that area was selected was because it represented such a diverse cross-section of Hudson. Mm-hmm. And
with the most development possibilities.
And
really.
It had the most opportunity to leverage private money. And that's what we were tasked to do, is take the public money and leverage it. And you wanted to create more investment in the city. Mm-hmm. And so this seemed like a great area because we have developable property here. And there were projects going on. And again, represented the most diverse population in Hudson, we thought.
I don't mean to be critical of
you do. Oh, yes, you do.
It's okay.
You're so sweet.
I mean, when you're only asking me to tell you the negatives.
Go ahead. Keep going. Makes for good radio.
No, I'm not going.
I don't mind. I mean, I've heard a lot of it. But if there's something I haven't heard, I'm...
Well, first of all.
Third of all.
You really want to hear.
Third of all, yes.
You mean third.
I have an inborn dislike, I'll say, of the kinds of techniques used by these consultants that come to do this work,
mm-hmm.
and I feel manipulated.
Jeez.
And
okay,
you know, and I don't know if a lot of people have those. Same.
I just don't like stick'em things.
I know.
You know, I hate putting stick'em things on things because I get stuck on my fingers and I gotta wash my hands and you know, all kinds of technical problems.
Seems like such a dated way to get.
Plus, I cheat.
I mean, you put all of your dots on one.
Well, and then I grab some extra dots.
Right, grab more dots.
Come on, this isn't science.
Yeah. Right. Well, you've been through it with the other project you're working on.
Oh, Raising too. Places? No, that's totally above board.
Well, of course it's above board.
Yeah.
Yes.
But so is the DRI.
It's all planning happening. Lots of efforts happening right now toward these.
Very suddenly, our city is booming with ideas.
I know.
I think it always was. There's a place to put them now.
Right. There was no sort of mechanism for moving them forward. Mm-hmm. That was the key. Yeah.
Well, 24 years ago when I came here, there was none of that. And
this is the end result of all the hard work you've done for those 24 years.
Well, I think that a lot of people feel that
About you?
No, not about me, but about their involvement in various things.
Yes. Well, they should.
And... yeah, it's very exciting right now.
It is. Yeah, there's the first of all positive. Yeah.
Wait till you hear this. That's
I'm
for
blowing
Sheena.
Down.
Well, there it is. First positive comment of the day, right there.
Well, you've been a good sport, Sheena, in taking this. But let's again. Tell everybody why you're actually... We're talking to Sheena Salvino. She's here. How do they define your role in the whole DRI process? What are you called?
I'm just basically support staff.
Support staff.
Like whatever anyone needs, I go get it for them. I'm the gopher.
In your role as HDC, what is your actual title at HDC?
I'm the executive director.
Executive director of the Hudson Development Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And HCDPA.
Yeah, Ellen got that acronym right.
But that's not really part of the DRI process, so that's not what
kinda
she's doing.
Outside there,
But it is part of the housing process. Anyway, so the DRI, and you're soliciting more comments.
Right.
Because, you see, what the state wants at the end, Ellen, is all these comments. I had to deal with a state project recently. And I got to tell you, it was the downside of how this stuff works. This guy wrote up a minutes of this meeting. And I know he's going to submit them and say, see, we did all this due diligence. And it was total nonsense. It was junk. And it was just to say that he'd done all this stuff. Mm-hmm.
This
but it's
was,
not the DRI process.
Who is this guy?
I mean, it's a long story.
No, was it a consultant or someone?
It's somebody who's working with the state on a project.
I see.
And is officially representing the state. And you could see how you can manipulate all these little conversations into say, look at this ton of research we did and we talked to the community and look at all this. And it's like he didn't listen to one word he said. However, the DRI is not like that because they will read every comment you post.
I mean, the LPC wants to read every comment.
They want to read it.
And they've asked and they're like, can you share with us all the comments that people are putting in and where can we get it? And, you know, it's just collating all that information. And I think last count for the people who took the survey was like 50. And that, and there were 75 people at the meeting when they gave this information out. So
what do you make? A local blogger who aspires to be a journalist mentioned that 4 of the 10 members don't live in Hudson. Do you think that's significant? Of the LPC?
Of the planning committee? Four members?
That they don't live in Hudson? Well, I think they were selected because they actively represent a constituency. And I think that's what we were looking for is representation.
Yeah.
And
well, that's why I say aspires to be a journalist, because I don't consider that journalism. it's just, critical comment like everything else. We live in a community of a lot of critics.
We have a lot of critics.
I believe that is because, remember when they put out a statistic saying a very high percentage of the people who live here are independently or self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
People sort of took that and made it into they're artists.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're more than artists. They're also shopkeepers and antique sellers.
Yeah.
And
the, thing.
If you're self-employed,
saying, right.
I think it's because you don't want to work for anybody else.
Right. You don't take orders.
Right, and
I've tried to order Ellen around. Believe me, it is impossible.
Let me tell you
exactly. But, and she tries to order me around; it never works.
But it makes for interesting conversations.
Sure,
but it also makes us a kind of quarrelsome community from time to time. Mm. I think
it does. But I think we're all kind of, the end goal is to make, you know, this place the best place it can be.
And the fact is, this is an opportunity to complain or celebrate, whatever you want to do.
Right.
Get online, go to www.hudsondri.org and follow the links for input, Ellen. Input, that's the key.
There's
look
a tab.
Input, a tab.
Tab at the top says input.
And you can say all, is it, can you like, how long, how many characters?
You can write an email.
Okay.
And just send it directly to the project manager.
Okay,
or
you
can handwrite and just drop them in a sealed envelope to my office.
Oh.
Well, I have a box there. I'm just trying to collect it in many different ways because some people are not emailers.
Yeah.
And...
You know, with my own, and Ellen can attest to this too, my own involvement in local things, it's very hard to fully engage a community. You'd think it'd be easy, given we only have 6,000 to 7,000 people here at any given time. But the majority of people who will participate are usually like around 100, you know, they show up at the same meetings. I mean, I went to the DRI meetings in the beginning, and it was like every meeting was the same people. A couple people join in later, which was good.
Yeah, a couple people join in.
And they've been well attended.
Yeah, really well attended.
I mean, but still, you can't, you know, the people who will complain later on are the people who said, well, they didn't reach out to me. Well, you know, do you really expect a project like this to go house to house?
I tried.
You tried? Really?
I did. I started to, and then I was like, this is a, I mean, that's a.
That's, I think, what Joan Hunt did for the Promise Neighborhood. She put together some kind of survey. And she hired people, young people or people from the neighborhood, to actually go and ask the questions, I guess, and fill out the survey. And it was, but it was very extensive. I mean, what I mean is, it took a long time.
And time
to do
is
that.
Not a luxury we had in this process.
Right.
And. You know, we brought flyers, we came on the radio, we have Facebook page, we have the website, we've told people in person at meetings. So it's like, there's only so many avenues short of going door to door, which is just not a good use of a single staff person's time. So
we need a country like those countries where, like, if you don't vote, you get penalized.
Where do they have such countries?
I don't know. You know, those countries. Those countries. You know.
Yeah.
You get penalized. Vote or else.
But it's true.
I mean, you know, a lot of people will complain inevitably, but that's just...
That's part of the process,
part of
too.
The process.
And you have to accept that.
And if
that.
You can't handle the heat, you know what they say, Ellen.
go to someplace cooler.
Get out of the kitchen, I believe is the...
I'm thinking, like, is it get out of the oven? Why would you be in the oven? Yeah, like, euphemistically.
Go into the refrigerator.
Yeah. Like, go check and get a beer. I don't know.
But Sheena has remained remarkably even-keeled through this. Very...
She goes home and screams, but...
Maybe.
She's okay.
Cries into my beer.
Yeah. I was going to say, Ellen, she might have your problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A little on the tipsy side. But that's all right.
Yeah.
You know, she's earned it. As have you, Ellen.
Everyone who works in the city earns it, I'm sure of it.
And she's here today to remind you to please, please contribute your ideas, your opinions, everything you want to say about... The Downtown Revitalization Initiative. It's slowly winding up. You know, somebody asked me, when's the money going to be doled out? And I said, it's not going to be for a long time. Like August, September, the first checks will arrive.
And they, whoa. Oh. There's another. That's a misconception.
Oh, really? See?
We do
See?
Not get a check.
Oh, right.
And so this is
you
part
have to
of the
submit,
process.
Right.
So as someone who submitted a proposal, if you can't show that you're able to come up with that money and then it's reimbursed.
Reimbursed, I'm sorry.
So
that.
If your project is, you know, 100% funded by DRI, as some projects have been suggested, you have no cash to actually outlay to get the project going, and thusly, you're not going to be considered a viable project. So
government projects are often funded that way.
And we're going to probably bond all of the projects that are going to be infrastructure. So the city will take...
That's how we...
Yeah, so that's what will happen, and then the city will be...
The city or HDC will bond it?
The city. HDC doesn't have that kind of bonding power.
That's interesting. I haven't been told about that.
Yeah, so... Well, it's interesting because we had a previous administration, and now all of that's changed.
Oh, okay.
So... I had the city treasurer is aware of this, though. So.
Oh, city treasurer is aware of it.
I mean, she's been carrying through this whole time. So,
just a reminder to any of those interested parties, the common council president might have a little bit to do with it.
I think I better
like those projects.
I think you'll be very happy with the projects that seem to be rising to the top.
On the other hand, I want to keep my fingerprints off of anything.
Call Sheena.
He's all the time.
My feeling is anything that works and is successful, I want to take credit for.
Okay, and if it's not, call Sheena.
Call Sheena.
Your president. This is your president. Get to know your president.
Hey, there you go.
Whoa.
Somebody's calling 697-7400 because, we are in the middle of the plague drive, and I've always made it clear, if you have a project for the DRI and would like to see it fast-tracked, call in and donate to WGXC right now, and I'll make sure that Sheena hears about your project. That doesn't mean... Oh, it looks like we have what? What? A caller? About the DRI, maybe?
I don't know.
Oh, this should be fun. Are you ready, Sheena?
Yeah.
Are you ready, caller?
Let's call do
that. Okay, let's see what we got here. Caller, are you there?
The Music Maestro.
Oh,
the Music Maestro.
Could you speak a little louder?
Hey there, Ellen.
Are you here to talk about the DRI and Sheena Silvino?
Yes, I'm also here to talk about the pledge drive. This is the reason why people should be, donating to us. See what we do? Look what we do. Look at that excellent interview with her. She is excellent. And, the knowledge on the money, that's a big issue, and people need to pay attention. That's the reason why WGXC is so important, Tom.
Oh, thank you. I agree. Agreed. I agree with that. And where
this
else?
We do what we do. This is why we do. That's why I had to call in, because I'm listening, and I'm looking at, hey, wow, this is the reason why we do what we do.
Oh, I thought you were calling in to try to get a date with Sheena, but I have to tell you, she is presently occupied. I think.
Listen, you can try that, but I'm here to call and talk about the pledge drive.
There you go.
Why it's important for people to donate to us? Why? Because of what we do. Look at this.
I'm looking. I'm listening, actually.
And Ellen, I love you like always.
Oh my! Who's calling, please?
It's the Music Maestro. Don't you know that?
The Music Maestro.
Ellen, is such a fan of the station that she doesn't listen to any of the shows, so she doesn't know who you are. But I do. I hear you all the time.
And you know something, Jay? It's all right.
It's all
right. She knows because
I know.
She does. She does an excellent job. Yeah, that's why I called in to say hello to y'all.
Thank you.
And let people know that, hey, this pledge drive is like every other pledge drive. We do what we do.
That's right. We do what we do.
Can I make a pledge right now?
Yes, you sure can.
All right. Let me make a pledge right now.
Oh, you're going to make a pledge?
Yeah.
Sheena Salvino. isn't DRI money
Sheena.
Now, is it?
I wish I could. Hey, you guys are out of district, though.
We could. Oh, right. Bummer.
I know.
Well, next time. Next 10 million.
Next time we come up with 10 million.
Is that it? You gone, Maestro? Oh, he hung up. Well, that was nice of the Music Maestro.
That was.
Yes. He just got us a pledge.
That's right.
Sheena.
The Music Maestro.
It's all because of him.
I think so.
I'm going to guess, but I think it's on. I know I hear it in the car because I'm coming home. It's between like 11 and noon. Or one on Wednesday or Tuesday. I forget which one. His show. It's a good show. Good show. And he does it from Catskill. It's probably Tuesday because Tuesday is the big Catskill day. Most of the shows come from over there.
Right.
Unlike DRI, our station serves Greene County as well.
Mm. Well, I think Greene County is benefiting from Hudson doing well. So I don't
think. It does seem that way, doesn't it?
I think it is.
And Greene County is on the upswing. So is Columbia County and Hudson. So
I know.
Ellen knows. Speaking of Greene County, Catskill is like a happening place right now. It's so happening that this Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. It's happening there.
We're going to have a WCXC event. It's our seventh year, Ellen.
I know. I can't believe it.
I can, because it's been nothing but pleasure.
When did you join the station?
When I first heard your voice on the air.
It was music to his ears.
It was music to my ears.
It was a siren song.
It was a siren, exactly. But Saturday night at 7 p.m. at High Low, we're going to do some radio magic. We're going to have a play called Magic on the Radio, appropriately enough, starring a number of local celebrities who are mm-hmm. also programmers.
Including Thomas DiPietro.
Oh, yeah, but he doesn't matter. More importantly, Phil Grant. Phil Grant has a big role. And Maria Manhattan, who you like a lot, as do I.
Yeah.
And other programmers.
Have you heard Maria Manhattan's program by any chance?
I have not.
Yeah.
When is it on?
It's on Wednesdays at a certain time.
Like,
why don't we know that's good?
Wow.
I think it's 11. 11 or 12.
I'll grab a program on my way out.
It's really horrible that we don't know the schedule by heart. But the reason why, folks, is because there's a lot of people, a lot of programmers. And by the way, if you want to become a programmer, and I know Sheena has that on her bucket list.
It's on my list. I was going to do economic development data dump for
everybody.
Well, there
you go. That sounds fascinating.
Maybe I won't call it that, but...
Yeah, no, because... No,
development download, something...
The data dump.
No,
okay, I was right about Music Maestro. Every first and third week from 11 to noon, the Music Maestro Hour. The Hudson Cafe, which is Maria Manhattan's show, is every Wednesday... I mean, sorry, the second and fourth Wednesday from 11 till noon. See, we have a lot of...
Second and fourth, so she's on twice...
Twice a month.
Twice a month.
How do you get your own show on this?
Well, that's funny you asked that, Sheena.
Is it?
There's a questionnaire you fill out.
On our website, wgxc.org. And while you're there, there's also a button that says donate.
Oh, that's
you know
right.
that, Ellen.
I do know that, but I'm not sure all our listeners know
that. Well, they better.
It's donate, D-O-N-A-T-E.
Yeah, I don't think they changed the spelling of that recently.
It's not donut. But you could give. You could.
Sorry. Sorry, Ellen. And you could get this schedule, which
you
is.
You could give a donut.
You can give a donut. We have so many shows, it's hard to talk about them all. But I think I've heard pretty much everything. Because there's so many. The other night, I was listening to In the Cut. Was that the other night? And it changes all the time. So you got to go on the website as well to see what's up and what's new and what's happening. The afternoon show is a common slot every day. And we are the Thursday afternoon show.
Mm-hmm.
And you are Ellen Thurston.
And you are Thomas DiPietro,
correct.
Or were at
Well,
least
I never. I go through identity.
Now that you're the president, you might
El
have
Presidente,
changed your name.
Yes. And we're talking to the lovely Sheena Salvino. Queen of the HDC, because I want to say Queen of the Jungle. Sheena.
I know,
it's
just
like,
goes together.
You've probably been hassled by that your whole life.
My whole entire life.
I know.
But okay.
I'm such a cliche
there are
that
worse
way.
Things.
I know. I'm sorry.
You know me. Don't worry about
did
it.
Did you ever dress up in Halloween as like Queen of the Jungle?
No.
No.
There's still time.
I know. I am contemplating. She wears like a... Leopard
yeah, I
skin.
Know what she wears. That's why I'm asking.
Like, especially October.
Over one shoulder.
Right. Over one shoulder, right.
In October. No.
Jagged edge along the
right,
bottom.
Like some super skimpy
yeah.
get
yeah,
up.
Exactly.
Come on. I'm not doing that.
Okay. No. Especially not during this DRI process, which is why you're here today. To talk about getting your, that's you, the listener.
You listeners, you
yeah.
folks who are in the district, you know,
yeah.
it would be cool if you.
And I think you're going to, after this, record a PSA so they can put it on all the time, you know, while it's still. How long is this process? Are these comments welcome, by the way?
I mean, I think until the end of the day on March 1st.
I thought you were going to say the end of today. And it's like,
damn.
You better hurry up. No. Oh, it's still March 1st. You got plenty of time.
Yeah.
Sun hasn't gone down yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, get it in there.
I think that's on the agenda, right? To go in and record a PSA?
I think so.
I'll make sure they do it, because that would be great, right? Because mm-hmm. then they could run it all through the...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we are a community radio station, by the way. And if we don't get money from you to continue to support us, we'll be off the air and it'll be screw you.
Right.
You know?
Anyway.
All this...
Well, one of the reasons why the program is so hard to remember is that there, the station is open to many different kinds of people from all kinds of communities in both Columbia and Greene County. So,
Ellen, you see what I just gave you?
You're so fancy.
I know. You know.
I've forgotten my train of thought.
That's okay.
So.
We'll remember it. It was.
It's Tom's official business card
right?
This and looks very expensive. Did taxpayers' money pay for this?
Whose taxpayer money went to pay for this?
They did indeed.
And, well, now we know how to contact you.
Two colors.
Yes. Two colors.
None
of that.
One of them
guess
is
what?
Gold.
And no, that's actual gold leaf. and I upgraded the card stock because the cards are too flimsy.
And it's nice, you know, like an eggshell.
Yeah.
You upgraded it with taxpayers' money?
With your money, Ellen.
Specifically your money.
Now, I hate to be critical.
No, you don't. Yeah, I love when you say that because it totally means you're going to be critical. And
the
you
exact
don't,
opposite.
Yeah.
But it shows the, what do you call it, the emblem of the city.
Yeah.
The seal.
Which is... in fact, mostly blue. And mm-hmm. here, it's all gold.
Why do you think that is? I'll tell you why it is.
But why do you think it is? Because he's going to tell you, but you can give your thoughts.
Don't wait for my answer.
Go ahead.
No, I can't remember.
Oh, okay. That's a good answer. It's gold because, you know, I want those cards to be impressive. Mm-hmm. What other reason could there be?
Right.
Do all the aldermen have gold on
theirs?
Yes,
they all have the same design.
Well, this is designed by committee because I know how well that goes.
Yeah, no, this is actually exactly, except for the card stock, exactly how the cards have been in the
past.
Oh,
for a minute there, I thought they spelled your name wrong.
Well, no, only other people do that. I actually had something to do with this. So. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I used to get minutes from a certain agency run by a certain person. And my name was consistently misspelled. But that's okay. I don't hold it against people.
How did they misspell it?
D-I. Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with D-R-I, by the way, but D-I. Which is a common mistake.
Di Pietro.
Well, that's not how you pronounce it. I know upstate in Binghamton where it's all like...
Di Pietro.
Yeah. Duh or D or duh. I don't care.
And,
you know what they say.
And the I have to say
what?
That the
oh my gosh, it's getting close to five. Go ahead. Yeah. I'm listening.
The copy, she said it might not come on till like 5:15. She may not have it at
who
5.
Who said what?
Alana.
Oh, well, we'll just play the other news.
Red Dawn, Alana.
No.
No, we have our own Alana.
Oh,
we have our own Alana.
Like
Alana.
Cool. Alana has a
Alana
show.
Medline.
That would have been cool. But I'm sure the other show is awesome too.
Yes, it is.
Let's see. Where is this news? Go ahead, Ellen. You don't have to stop for me.
Donate to WGXC today, folks. Anytime today. Just when you're given your opinion about your DRI project, just hop over to the WGXC website and make a quick donation. Donate your thoughts to DRI and donate your money and your dollars to WGXC.
I think you've just earned a show here. That's pretty good.
There it is. There's my commercial for the day.